first half, second half, it's like chalk and cheese.
That can't be my best foot for running, but it's up there.
Yeah, it's no stupid red card, that's for sure.
We'll give you the balls so that we can spring on you and then claw your face off and eat your flesh.
I'm not fully keeping it together.
Holding the high line with Rabbi in red. Talking the rabbits and turning heads. With questions from you and analysis. In your car, in your home. Thank you for tuning to Holding the High Line.
Hello, Rapids fans. My name is Matt Pollard, and you are listening to Holding the High Line with Rabbi in Red, brought to you by Roughneck Scarves and Icarus FC. It is currently Sunday, February 9th, 2020. This past Wednesday, I was lucky enough to attend the Colorado Rush USL League 2 announcement in Lone Tree, Colorado. I had a couple really good conversations with people, got some good audio, and I figured it would be worth sharing it with all of you. Some of you might be really interested and others not so much, so it really made only sense for us as a podcast to make an episode special about it rather than featuring it in other episodes over the course of a couple of weeks. So if you want to learn more about Colorado's newest USL team and how they'll exist within the Colorado soccer ecosystem, this episode is absolutely for you. The audio quality in this episode isn't super great by our standards. I do apologize. The event was hosted at a place called Bolero. It's an arcade bowling alley establishment, which is super fun, but also comes with a lot of ambient noise, which is not conducive to recording high quality, you know, really personable interview content. I did my best to do some editing in post. You will hear the press conference that the club put up that they also have tagged to their Twitter page right now, as well as my conversations with head coach Joe Webb and goalkeeper Cooper Erickson, the first player signed in the Rush's USL League 2 history. To give you a brief synopsis, Colorado Rush started in the 1990s, and they were a merger between two existing clubs in the Denver area. They now have a network of programs and affiliates throughout the state, country, and several international teams as well. You might remember, listeners, that USL League 2 is actually the rebrand or the reformation of the USL PDL, the Player Development League, of which the Colorado Rapids fielded their U23 team in until the end of the 2018 season. The Rush are looking to provide a final step to bridge their existing infrastructure with a hashtag path to professional, and then certainly provide that and fill in that gap for not only Rush alumni, but also local college soccer players. And by the rules, as best as it has been explained to me, listeners, Colorado Rapids Academy players are eligible to play in the USL League 2, so potentially we could see some Rapids Academy players also play with the Rush as well. Even though the Rush are definitely emphasizing providing opportunities for their own former players who are playing college soccer right now. Their first game will be played on May 15th of this year. The USL League 2 regular season consists of 7 home games and 7 away games, and then there's 4 single game rounds of playoffs up to and including the USL League 2 final. The Rush aren't really sure where they're playing their home games yet, but they've got some irons in the fire and will most probably be in the South Denver area. If you want more information as they get closer to the season, go to USL League 2, spelled out, not the number, so TWO.com, or follow the Rush on Twitter at CORushProDev. Thank you to one of our sponsors, Roughneck Scarves, the official scarf supplier of MLS, USL, and United States Soccer. Get your custom scarves for your group or team at roughneckscarves.com. Tired of the same old uniforms and cookie cutter templates you get from Nike and Adidas? Are you looking for a unique, completely custom kit for your youth club, Sunday league, squad, adult, or even your own pro team? Icarus FC can help you create a kit of your dreams at an affordable price with a motto that is any anything you design, we can do it. Let them help you design your new custom kit today at IcarusFC.com. Enjoy the interviews. Enjoy the episode. Listeners, Mark and I will speak to you later this week.
Hello, everyone. We're at the Bolero. We're in Lone Tree, Colorado, south side of the Denver metro area, and some exciting news. Soccer fans, as I tweeted out, I know a lot of folks have tweeted out the exciting announcement that is coming here today. I don't want to steal the thunder, but what is going on here deals with the Colorado Rush. It's been around for a very long time, 20 plus years, of course, and we're glad that you can join us here. We'll be hearing from Joe Webb and many others that are involved with the Colorado Rush. As you know, the pro development leagues are, well, in some cases, you can find many of them out there. But when you go to a pro development league that is one of the top leagues, certainly in the nation, is renowned and certainly known by many soccer fans to help local youth, some of the local soccer players, try to continue on with some of their dreams. It's a very exciting announcement. So we're going to turn this over here as we talk about the Colorado Rush and something brand new. They will be joining a brand new league. We talked with the head of the coaching operations, the man that I've been involved with over the last few years. It's been exciting to watch the growth of the Colorado Rush, and that is Joe Webb with this press conference here for the big announcement. Joe.
Sorry about the delays. I appreciate everybody sticking with us during that. Hello, everyone, media, coaches and staff, friends and family. Welcome and thank you for coming out to this big day. Before we do get going today, I need to thank the awesome team here at Bolero Lone Tree for accommodating us today. This is an amazing space, a beautiful entertainment center, and we really appreciate the hospitality from their team today. This is a very exciting day for our club. This is a really huge honor for me that I get to be the one to stand up here before you today and informally announce this to everyone. Colorado Rush has joined USL League 2, and as of now, we are full-fledged members of the league. For those of you who don't know who I am, I'm going to give you a real quick introduction. My name is Joe Webb. I've been given this amazing role of being the director and head coach of our new USL 2 program. I'm really looking forward to the task ahead of us, but right now, I'm going to take a second to talk about this fun milestone for our club. A little over 3 years ago, I sat in the Rush office with Tim Schultz, president of Rush Soccer, and I laid out before him a set of goals and objectives for the program and the direction that we wanted to head with our men's division. In those 3 years, both Tim and I have been met with some difficult times, some adversity here in the club, but we have continued to work past all of those challenges and distractions, and we've been able to continue on with both the mission for the club and stay on course with these plans for the division. And to add to that excitement, in 3 years, we are where we had thought we would be in 5. So we're even a little ahead of that plan. Today is a notable milestone for us as a club, but it's not the final path or journey. It is a worthy milestone, though, and one worth taking a deep breath to celebrate and enjoy before we get back to the grind and chaos of our journey, as we ultimately make that push to try to reach more and more milestones until we finally do achieve some of those bigger goals that we have on our chart. I have to thank Tim Schultz. He's empowered me, and he's put a lot of faith in me to run this program. And if it was not for Tim, we wouldn't be here today. So please join me in welcoming up someone I have great respect for. He's my mentor. He's the president of Rush Soccer, Tim Schultz.
Thank you for coming out. You know what, while I'm sitting over there, what comes to my mind is I'm an 11, 12-year-old boy and growing up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we had a first team. We had a men's team. And you didn't really know how great they were, but you didn't really care. This men's team, I can remember some of their names today. And you wanted to play on that team. 11-year-old boy, knowing that that's your first team, after your own training session, you would hang out after practice in the clubhouse, and there's your first team. And you're actually, after the game, intermingling with them, having a soda or a beer, if you're the adult, and it is the passion that starts. Joseph Webb, some nice, kind words there for myself, and more importantly, the club and our direction and the passion that we want to evolve with our kids and develop with our children. Joe came up to the organization, and I specifically remember this gentleman, a boy at that time, 14 years old, and the drive and the competition that he exhibited or portrayed was phenomenal. He won a national championship, and this character comes through today. He's developed something that is very difficult to do.
the people in this room, the people in our club, the membership, we're going to support them. We're going to work hard to make a top team. Whether there's wins and losses on the field, that's not just the only thing. We're teaching our kids the core values and the real things that sports brings. So we have a model now, and it's so nice to have somebody that's come up to our club and portray some of those core values. So thank you once again, Joe.
Thank you, Tim. We really can't say thank you enough to you, so thank you. Rush is really a great organization, and in order for a team to function well, one of the most important pieces is to have a high-quality coaching staff. One thing I'm very proud of is the coaching staff that we've put together here. Every one of the coaches here are more than qualified to be on this staff, and every one of the coaches are going to be able to contribute in developing our players and creating an environment that will be very challenging for them as well. The first coach I want to present, I've known him for quite a few years while he's been coaching here at Rush. He's going to be my lead assistant on the staff, and he's going to be our player liaison. So please help me in welcoming up here Coach Elliot Prost.
Thanks, Joe. Just really want to thank Joe for the opportunity to come on board as a lead coach and be working with the player who's going to come and join the team. Our main goal is to get players that are played at the Rush in the younger years and that we call the Rush alum. The next piece that I'm excited about is for younger players at the club. I'm currently the youth boys director, working with the U11 to U14 boys, and just really create a pathway for younger guys and something to look forward to for the later years at the club. This is really exciting news and an awesome opportunity for our club, and I couldn't be more excited to get going.
So the next coach I'd like to present to you, again, this coach has a really solid background in coaching. He has previous experience coaching in the league, and he's going to be a really valuable resource for our team. So help me welcome you up here, Chase Anderson.
Yeah, I'm very excited to be a part of this program. As Joe said, I've been a part of other programs. Once I found out Rush was getting into the USL League 2, it was a no-brainer. I wanted to stay in Colorado. I wanted to be a part of this program. I wanted to help grow this program. For me, just as Elliot said, this is a huge thing for the youth kids as well, getting to look up to the older kids, getting to see what they do outside of college, getting to watch their professionalism. This is fantastic for the club and for all the kids in Colorado to experience, you know, what it's like to play at the highest level. Thank you.
All right, finally, our last coach today. He's got a lot of experience coaching in the college ranks. He might also have the hardest position in our team. He's our goalkeeping coach. So please help me in welcoming up Coach Lewis Wilcox.
First of all, I'd like to thank you, Joe, for the opportunity. I'm really excited to get started. I'll be working mainly with the goalkeepers. From the second I heard that this was happening, it was something I wanted to get on board with. I've played at the level myself. It's an exciting opportunity for young college players to come in and progress as players and hopefully move on to the pro ranks. Really excited to get started.
Thanks, Lewis, and thanks, coaches. I'm looking forward to an awesome year working with these top-notch quality coaches. Now moving on to what I think may be the more enjoyable part of this press conference. Today we'll be signing our very first player to the team. The reason this part is so fun for me is because this player is really a special kid to me. I've had the opportunity to get to know him and work with him over the last several years. I've known him since he was 16 years old while he was playing here in our Rush Academy. I've got to watch him grow over the last several years, and not only have I gotten to see him grow into a strong goalkeeper, but I've also been lucky enough to get to see him grow into a person with huge character and strong integrity.
At Rush, we not only try to develop good soccer players, but good people too. And we try to live and teach those core values. And this young man represents the Colorado Rush and those core values very well. I'm so honored today to announce our first player signing. He's a local kid. He's a product of the Colorado Rush. He's a recent transfer to Regis University here in Denver University, or in Denver. And that player's name is Cooper Erickson.
United's under 23, the Park City Redwoods, and Ogden City Soccer Club. We'll have summer camps for the youth coming up, and we'll have those dates on our website as well. We're also happy to announce that we brought on our first major sponsor. You may have noticed some of the media today, but you will see a full press release about them in the coming days. But we are still looking for more sponsors, so please reach out if that's something you're interested in. All right, let's go ahead and open things up to the Q&A. We'll take questions now one at a time, and please feel free to address anybody up here on the panel today.
How many do you think that you foresee taking on the roster if people are coming in from outside the state?
So the question is, how many players do we foresee coming on the roster from out of state? I've been talking with the coaches, and it'll be probably a half and half mix. We'll probably bring in 10 or 11 players from out of state, and then we're hoping to fill the rest of the team with local players for our local tryouts and through some of the local colleges and things.
What's the status of the pro development team right now? I know you guys currently playing in Super League. Is that still going to be in the plans for you guys to kind of kick in to the USL League? Or is that something that's not happening?
So the question is, what's the status of our pro development team right now, and what our plans are going forward if we're going to continue to play in the Colorado Super League? The answer is yes, we will continue to fill the team in the Colorado Super League. We will continue to run an open men's team as well. We foresee both of those teams being competitive with each other and want to create some inner competition between the two groups and maybe mix the two as well. So we absolutely plan on filling the team in the Colorado Super League this year and plan on being competitive in that league as well.
So you mentioned one of the teams in your division is a U23 team. So are they all U23 teams? Is there like an age limit? Is it open to all men?
So the question was, she's asking if I mentioned that one of the teams in the division is an under 23 team. She's asking if all of the teams are under 23 teams. The USL2 focus is on the younger players, so a lot of our focus is on developing those players who are going into the path to the pro. It's not strictly required for only under 23 players. New Mexico United has also a team in the championship, probably the most successful team in the championship. New Mexico United thought it would be a great idea to also run an under 23 team that can travel around in the New Mexico areas in the smaller towns to build a little bit of a following for the bigger teams.
Joe, I don't know if it's a comment or a question, but the comment and the excitement is, and they brought up the fact that you're going to do your best to fill the rush players. But if all things are not equal, you go outside the rush, correct? Can you comment a little bit more on that and what your plans are and thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously our plans, we'd like to promote rush players and create that pathway for our rush players. But we're also looking to get the best players, here in town or from around the country that we can on this team. We plan to win and plan to be competitive right from the start. So, yeah, we at times we'll go outside, but we're also trying to find the best players that are within the rush family. Be that our clubs in Africa or Mexico or even our clubs here domestically. We're trying to scope out the best players we can for this team.
As a youth girls director, I'm definitely excited for this team to take off just for the supporting aspect for my age groups and players. So with that being said, what's the season? What are the dates within your guys' season coming up?
The question was, what are the dates of the season? So typically, the USL2, it runs over the summertime when the players are out of college. Our first game is going to be on May 15th. I can't get much else on the schedule, but then the season usually ends with playoffs right towards the beginning of August. So really the beginning of May to about August 1st.
Hey Joe, obviously the USLs continue to progress now with all three levels of divisions, and obviously you have the Colorado Rapids and Colorado Springs Switchbacks. Can you just kind of comment on this team coming into existence on the Front Range that kind of has an interesting pantheon of different soccer levels, even going down to the college levels like Regis and DU, for example?
So Matt was asking about having the different levels of teams and the various teams that we have here in town with the Rapids and the Switchbacks and how we're going to. We're actually really excited to fill this gap. I think there is a gap in the pathway for players here locally and around. So we're excited to work with those teams. We're excited to see our players eventually moving on to play at those higher levels. So we hope that they'll be out at our matches scouting us, and we hope to really have a great relationship with the local teams here. Did that answer all?
Yes, thank you. Great. Yes, thank you.
Do you anticipate any preseason games where our young players can get out and get a quick glimpse of the team prior to the season?
The question was, do we anticipate any preseason games for the team? Yes, we do anticipate playing some preseason games. We're going to look at some of the local teams. We might go find a team out of the Colorado Super League and take one of the best teams out of there. We also are looking at some of the local colleges, so we do have a couple preseason games on the agenda to get scheduled, but there will be a couple. All right, that looks like we've answered everybody's questions today. Really want to thank everybody for coming out to our first press conference. Please don't forget to check out all our social media pages and the website at rushprodevelopment.com. This will conclude today's press conference, but we do want to invite everybody to stick around for our launch party that's taking place right now. Thank you, have a great day, and go Rush.
Joe, Colorado Rush are officially members of USL League 2. You were talking about how it was potentially, you know, a multi-year journey. How's it feel?
It feels awesome. Now that we've gotten through this initial press conference and you know, the wheels are turning, it feels awesome. But like I mentioned, I know that this is just the beginning of the work for us. So, you know, we can celebrate now, but we've got a lot of work ahead of us and building this roster and accomplishing the things that we really want to accomplish with this team.
Most of our listeners are focused on the Colorado Rapids and MLS. They're at least somewhat aware of USL. Could you just please just give me a definition of what USL League 2 is and tell me a little bit about the Rush in their history?
So USL League 2 is the top pre-professional soccer league in the U.S. Right now, they are the leader in developing players that go on to the professional ranks. So hopefully within the next few years, like I mentioned before in the press conference, that we will see players going from this USL 2 team right to some of the local pro teams as well, to the Switchbacks, to the Rapids. And then follow up your question.
Colorado Rush, brief history of them as a club.
So Colorado Rush started in 94. Colorado Rush came from the merger of two other clubs, Lakewood Fury Club Columbine. I actually was fortunate enough to be part of Club Columbine when the merger happened. So I've been part of Colorado Rush since its inception. Really, Colorado Rush, we pride ourselves on developing players and putting players through the pathway. So for us, this is just a really awesome opportunity for us to fill in that gap that may have existed within the pathway in our clubs.
Awesome stuff. And then obviously you signed your first player, Cooper Erickson. You tell me about who he is as a young man and what you're looking from him in the back to this season.
You know, Cooper, like I mentioned, he's been such a great kid in this organization. He's watching him grow up, he's got so much integrity. He's really the kind of kid that we all wish was our kid, you know. He's such a bright young man, and he just carries himself with such good poise, and he's always working hard, and you know, he really represents Rush really well. Cooper knows that this team's going to be competitive, though. He might be the first signing, and I might have known Cooper for a long time, but that doesn't guarantee Cooper anything. So this, again, for Cooper, is the beginning of a lot of work as well, because this team's going to be competitive. I'm bringing in other goalkeepers as well, and Cooper's going to have to fight every week for that spot. It's not a shoe-in at all. The best goalkeeper who earns that spot will be playing.
Absolutely. League 2 kind of occupies an interesting situation, both in providing, you know, another season for the college players, as that's obviously truncated, and that's a rabbit hole that we don't need to go down right now. But can you just kind of talk about that and what that means as far as player acquisition? You know, Cooper was saying that he'll be finishing up, he'll have finals, and then 1 week, and then coming into the season, and, you know, maybe some players, you know, are coming in a little bit late or leaving a little bit early. Just what does player acquisition look like at this level?
So, you know, I think our player acquisition may look a little different than some of the other clubs, because we do have such a huge pool of players worldwide with all of our other clubs domestically and international. So we do have scouts. We have our international scouts right now, and our national technical directors are out scouting the clubs. They're out talking to all the DOCs and finding out who the best players are within the Rush organizations. You're right. Some of the players, and you know, and a couple of young men we're talking to with our Northern California Rush, they don't get done till early May. But we also have international clubs, and some of these players aren't involved in the NCAA as of yet. So those players we're bringing in April 1st, the players, and maybe some of the 17-year-old players that come from our domestic clubs as well. We're trying to get those players in April 1st. That'll give them that whole month to get you know, settled. Elliot, who I mentioned in the press conference, he's also our player liaison. So, you know, as we sign these players, he's staying in really constant contact with these guys to make sure that they're keeping up in some off-season programs, that they're not just, you know, sitting around in the springtime in college and not doing anything. So when they do get here, they'll be informed. And hopefully the Rush players that we bring in have played within the Rush ranks and Rush philosophies for so long that it's an easier transition for them. To really, you know, that we'll really be able to get this team going right away and quickly.
Mm-hmm. And then can you just clarify for me, what's the limit as age eligibility as far as how young you can be? And if I'm not mistaken, someone who graduates May 14th is still eligible to play in USL League 2 that summer, yes?
Yes, you're talking about college?
Yes, college, yeah. And potentially free college.
Yes, I mean, so I've not been told of an age restriction on the bottom side.
Okay.
and if there is one, we'll push that because that's the way Rush is. We're going to, you know, find the youngest, best talents we can, and we're going to give them. And that's one of our motivations for being part of this league. I know the trend has changed a bit to where people are looking more at 17- and 16-year-old players, and we've even seen it with the switchbacks and things, so and with the Rapids as well. So the trend is going younger and younger, and I think the trend is going to continue that way. And that gives us opportunity to have these players before they're even in the NCAA. So on the other end of things, I think the league discourages some of the older players from joining the league, and I can understand that.
Okay, and then if I'm not mistaken, as far as, you know, you talked a little bit about being a part of some of the other clubs and potentially Rush players going on playing for the Rush at League 2 and then going on to MLS, USL, you know, hopefully one of them will be on the starting 11 when the U.S. Women's National Team wins the World Cup in 2026. Can you speak to kind of just the pathway development and how this was both filling a niche that maybe didn't exist within Colorado and was just was final, like, one top level that the Rush didn't have within their own structure?
Well, I mean, so Rush right now, we actually have three other USL 2 teams within, but as things go, Rush is clarifying that structure and actually, you know, our goal is to have a pro team next year. I'm not going to give too much information because that stuff's behind the scenes working out, but you know, and so that is the goal for us to have that pathway and fill that niche that we didn't have. In the past, we've always had an adult team, and we were able to fill that niche before, but then the leagues and things domestically have just changed. Just the way the leagues work and everything have changed.
Adapt or die.
Yeah, and so that's sort of what we've had to do. We've had to adapt and find ourselves in that you know, area that we can promote players and promote them on. So this gives us that avenue to do that.
And then if I'm not mistaken, players from other academies are still potentially eligible to play for this team. So you could have college kids that are unaffiliated, maybe somebody who's in a USL or an MLS team academy program, but playing in college would be eligible for this team in USL League 2, yes?
Absolutely. You know, there's never... I guess you're never too old to join the Rush, and we find that once, you know, players come in, hey, we can still use the Rush philosophies and we can still use the Rush way, and a lot of these players will leave being proud Rush players. So, you know, you don't have to start it in Rush when you're a baby and or young like maybe I did. You can join Rush later, and you're always welcome to be part of the Rush family. So.
Last question for me. I know at this level, and at least for a lot of other coaches, you know, or programs, maybe it's more about player development and character development versus being competitive. And we can go down another rabbit hole if you want as to how maybe those two things, you know, are intertwined or somewhat independent. What's the goal for this team in 2020?
You know, one thing, our goals are to win this division. We think it's a winnable division for us. We want to qualify for the Open Cup, and this is an avenue to do that. And then we'd like to see, you know, out of those players at Titan, we'd like to see at least 7 out of those 11 players to move on to a professional pathway. So those are ultimately our bigger goals, but we're also trying to just really create a top-notch professional environment that players want to come be part of this program. Titan House, the best way I can compare it, I guess, is like the Bachelor House or something.
Yeah.
You know, we want everybody fighting to get into Titan House because they know we're developing pros out there. And so I think, you know, after a year or two of seeing what we're doing, people are really going to be, all of our Rush clubs, all the kids, they're going to want to go be a part of Titan because they know we're developing pros at Titan.
All right, Joe Webb, thank you for your time today, sir.
Matt Pollard, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Here with Cooper Erickson, the first ever player in the history of Colorado Rush at the USL 2 level. Cooper, how's it feel to be signing, you know, with the team again?
It's incredible. I mean, it's hard to describe, but it's a very big honor, and it's a coaching staff that I know pretty well, and I'm very excited to get started with them.
Can you speak a little bit about your background? You know, you mentioned obviously in the press conference that you're a Rush player, but where did you start playing soccer? Have you always been with the Rush, etc.?
So I started playing soccer when I was really young. I think around age 4. but I played a little bit of at Foothills Recreation and then okay. Rec Plus, and then once competitive started, I played with Rush all the way through.
Okay.
So I started off on our A1 team and then built progressively through my time at the Rush and was able to end my career on the DA, which was something I'm very, very proud of. And obviously, it's a very special club, and it's been awesome to be able to spend so much time with
them. Okay, and then playing now at Regis University, how did that last year go?
So I actually transferred from Loyola Marymount University,
okay.
where we ended up making the tournament for the first time in 6 years. And so very cool opportunity there, and a lot to be learned from my experience there, but very excited to be back home. And Regis is a program that we only lose two seniors this year,
mm-hmm.
And so something that's very, very cool to be a part of, and we took second in the RMAC, and hopefully gonna win it this year.
Okay, so. Very cool. The college season can be a little bit truncated. I know we can go down a rabbit hole right now about, you know, all the nerds thinking how we should fix it for the sake of the development, but obviously USL League 2 taking place in the summer helps supplement that. How is that going to work, both from a physical standpoint, dealing with your studies, etc.?
So as far as studies go, I'll be done with school before the start of the USL 2 season,
mm-hmm.
and so for me that'll be nice. I think I have a week to break and kind of recoup
after finals
after finals and like get settled in, and then we start hard with the USL. But
mm-hmm.
I've been talking with Joe a little bit, and it sounds like he's trying to give us a day off a week to kind of recuperate and get our legs back under us. And so for me, I think it'll be a really nice change of pace to be able to focus all my energy on soccer, and I'm really excited for it.
Awesome. Cooper, thank you for your time,
sir. Thank you so much.